This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon, and on this Christmas morning, we want to bring you a glimpse of the air medical evacuation team at Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan. Bagram has grown with the war to become one of the world's largest cargo ports, but the cargo we're talking about is delicate here, wounded soldiers. NPR's Quill Lawrence sent this report on the men and women trying to get those soldiers home in time for Christmas in what amounts to a flying hospital.
In the frigid moonlight, around 1 in the morning, Master Sergeant William Goodman sets about turning a cargo plane into an intensive care unit at the edge of the landing strip on Bagram Airfield.
They got to get all the cargo off before we can return it and turn it into the hospital that you're talking about. You guys ready?
A tractor trailer can fit inside the gaping hold of a C-17 cargo plane. This one just returned from Langstuhl, Germany, with 35,000 pounds of cargo on pallets. The crew, plus the ground staff of nurses, techs, and airmen, all start by rolling the freight off. Lieutenant Colonel Dewey Darden is the commander of the Aeromedical Evacuation Squadron, which brings out the hospital in a box to set up inside the cavernous cargo hold.
This is for a cargo plane. You see how fast we turn this into a hospital where you can take all the patients and the litters? It didn't take long at all.
They flip over the heavy steel cargo rollers into channels in the floor, leaving a flat, no-slip surface. Metal stanchions pop into holes in the deck to make two lines of hospital cots, three bunks high, the length of the hold. The crew, one of them wearing a Santa cap, hang oxygen lines and wires along the stretchers with care. It's all about getting patients home, says Colonel Darden.
You know, back during Vietnam, it could take, I think they were saying 40 days to move a patient out of theater back to the States. We can do it in 3 or 4. From point of injury back to the States.
When the beds are ready, a bus from the hospital on base pulls up. About a dozen volunteers have turned out, though it's now 2 a.m. Servicemen and women, as well as contractors, help move the wounded soldiers off the ambulance and up the gangway.
All right, we're going right here. Red.
A few dozen ambulatory soldiers file along the sides of the hold and settle in for the 8-hour flight to Europe. Some of them will get further treatment at the American Military Hospital there. Others may head quickly on to Walter Reed in the U.S. Master Sergeant Goodman says the team has sometimes done 6 of these conversions in a single day, sometimes with as many as 5 patients hooked up to ventilator machines to keep them breathing.
We will haul whatever patient needs to get wherever they need to go as soon and as fast as possible.
Are some of the guys on the plane tonight going to get home for Christmas, do you think?
If they're not home, they'll be flying on Christmas Day. So if there's a mission, it'll be there.
The most critical patients are loaded last so they can be the first off the plane. One is on a ventilator. A bomb took both his legs. Lieutenant Colonel Bridget Brosna escorts the patients from the hospital.
Unfortunately, that's the defining injury of this war, is the traumatic amputations. So we see it, unfortunately, on a weekly basis. If not, every other day we see someone coming in. The thing that kills me is how young these guys are. Thinking about them going home and having to face what they have to face, there's a lot.
But at least these young men and women will soon be facing those challenges alongside their families back home, perhaps some of them in time for Christmas. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, at Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan.